I recently visited Hong Kong, which I do about once a year. Hong Kong tourism has not recovered post-COVID-19, but there is still so much to see in the city, and I encourage people to visit it for a vacation. I find Hong Kong extremely safe and easy to navigate, even for those who only speak English. Here are some food and tourist highlights from my trips over the last few years. Lanson Place, Hong Kong. This is one of my favorite hotels in Hong Kong. It is a 5-star hotel in Causeway Way, and it gives you all the luxuries and personal attention of bigger luxury chain hotels, but in a more intimate and personalized setting. After COVID-19, the hotel shut down for 18 months and embarked on a $50 million renovation. I toured the newly renovated hotel and hope to stay there in the future. Watch my video on the renovated hotel here. Horse racing. One of the most exciting and interesting things to do when you are in Hong Kong is to attend the horse races. Horse racing in Hong Kong is a spectacle, with some races having up to 14 horses coming down the backstretch together. There is a minimal fee of about $1 to $2 to enter the racetrack, and those who hold a Canadian passport can get a one-time entry into the members' area of the racetrack. Even if you don't want to bet on the horses, spending a Wednesday night in Happy Valley or a Sunday afternoon in Sha Tin is an affordable way to soak up local culture. See my experience at Happy Valley Racecourse here. Star Ferry and Hong Kong Avenue of Stars. One of the most fun and affordable things to see is the Avenue of Stars, which is located along the Victoria Harbour waterfront in Tsim Sha Tsui, Hong Kong. This walk is modeled after the Hollywood Walk of Fame and celebrates those who made a significant contribution to the Hong Kong film industry. It consists of several statues, some plaques on the sidewalk, and then an avenue of handprints of stars along the handrail of the waterfront. Right near the walk is the Star Ferry, which runs between Tsim Sha Tsui and Central, and costs 60 cents for a one-way trip. It is a really nice way to experience the Hong Kong harbor. Egg tarts. Many people are familiar with egg tarts, but one of the best egg tarts I have ever had is produced by Chung Hing Coffee Shop in Happy Valley. Get there early in the morning before the first batch is sold out, or else risk waiting up to 90 minutes until a new batch is made. What sets their egg tarts apart is the softness of the custard and the flakiness of the egg tart shell. Shanghai pan-fried buns. Not to be confused with Shanghai dumplings or xiaolong bao, Shanghai pan-fried buns, or shangjian bao, is a Shanghainese street food. The great place to try these in Hong Kong is at Chung Hing Ki Shanghai pan-fried buns. The original location is in Tsim Sai Tsui, but they also have locations in Jordan and Wan Chai. The buns are stuffed with fresh meatballs, which are then pan-fried, giving them a golden brown, crispy bottom while the top is soft and fluffy as it cooks. Affordable one-star Michelin. Looking for a restaurant that serves you great food without pretense? My favorite restaurant is Pang's Kitchen in Causeway Bay. It is a one-star Michelin restaurant that makes the best sweet and sour pork I have ever tasted. Their seafood dishes, particularly their razor clams, are also very memorable. See my review of this restaurant here. Hong Kong is still a great city for visitors, and I would encourage readers to reacquaint themselves with the city, which is still buzzing with vibrancy. Tony Kwan is a Richmond news columnist, lawyer by day, and a food and wine lover by night. Kwan is an Epicurean who writes about wine, food, and enjoying all that life has to offer. Megaphone, got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. Cell phone with arrow to stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.